Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those signature DNB atmosphere beds that feels like you've tuned into a pirate radio station at 2 a.m. with the signal drifting in and out, the tape sounding a little cooked, and the whole thing carrying that old-school rave pressure before the bass even lands. And that's really the point here. We're not just adding ambience for the sake of filling space. In drum and bass, atmosphere often does the storytelling. It gives the track a scene. It gives the drop a context. It makes the intro feel illegal, makes the breakdown feel like the room is getting darker, and makes the drop hit harder because the listener has already been pulled into a world. So for this session, think of the atmosphere as a designed instrument. We're going to sample it, shape it, automate it, and then resample it again so it feels like a real broadcast under pressure, not just a generic noise layer sitting in the background. First thing, gather source material that already has personality. You want short, ugly, believable sounds. A voice snippet, a hiss or static bed, a tiny break fragment, maybe a siren hit or a little broadcast beep if you want extra drama. The key here is short and loopable. You're not building a long spoken passage, you're building fragments of a transmission. A good rule in DNB is that if the sample is already doing too much, it's probably the wrong sample. Keep it compact. Keep it useful. And if it already sounds broken in a nice way, don't overfix it. A little instability is exactly what sells the pirate radio vibe. Now let's build the processing chain. Create a track called Pirate Atmos and keep the workflow simple and focused. A solid stock Ableton chain would be a Q8, auto filter, saturator or redux, echo, reverb, and utility. Start with EQ8. Get the low end out of there. High pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, or even higher if the sample is crowded. The atmosphere should live in the mids and highs, not down where the kick and sub need space. Then use auto filter to narrow the signal into something more radio-like. A band pass or low pass setting works well. Think about the cutoff as part of the narrative. Open it up when the signal is coming in. Close it down when you want tension. If the cutoff is moving, the atmosphere feels alive. If it stays static, it quickly becomes wallpaper. After that, add some saturation or bit reduction. Saturator with a few dB of drive can make it feel like it's being pushed through a cheap transmitter. Redux can add a crustier, more degraded edge. You can even try both in different orders. Redux before saturator tends to feel harsher and more digital. Saturator before redux feels a little more smeared and dirty, almost like worn tape getting crushed. Then use echo. Keep the time synced. Maybe an eighth dotted or a quarter note, with moderate feedback. You want ghostly repeats, not a huge wash that takes over the whole mix. A little filter inside echo helps the delays stay tucked behind the main information. Reverb is there for depth, but don't overdo it. Shorter decay times are usually enough. High pass the reverb return if needed so it doesn't cloud the low mids. Remember, in a fast genre like DNB, atmosphere has to stay present without smearing the groove. And finish with utility so you can manage width. A narrower signal often feels more like a real transmission anyway. You can widen it later for sections where you want more space, but in many cases keeping it a bit controlled is what makes the texture feel believable. Now let's deal with the voice sample. This is where the pirate radio illusion really starts to come alive. Load the voice into simpler if you want a playable texture, or slice it if you want a chopped up, cut up broadcast feel. If you use simpler, trim hard. Focus on the most characterful syllables. Don't leave loads of dead space. If the phrase has a nice rough edge, great. Use that. If not, cut it until it does. In this style, the voice is not really a lead vocal. It's a texture with meaning. If you slice it, even better. Slice to a new MIDI track and trigger the fragments like little radio messages. Reordering words. Repeating syllables and letting parts of the phrase stutter gives you that half-damaged pirate transmission feeling. It sounds more authentic than just playing a clean sentence from start to finish. A nice movement trick is to add a very slow auto pan, just enough to make the voice drift a little in space. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make it seasick. You're just making it feel like it's floating through an unstable signal path. A little extra echo on the voice can also work beautifully, especially if you use it only on selected fragments. Think of the voice as a call, and the echoes as the station itself answering back. Now build the noise bed. This is the air around the transmission. Static, hiss, final, crowd murmur, tape noise, whatever source you have. Shape it with EQ and auto filter so it doesn't sit like a giant blanket over the whole arrangement. A slow filter sweep across the noise is a big part of the vibe. It can sound like the receiver is searching for the station, or like the transmission is moving through interference. Try automating the filter over 8 bars in the intro so the signal gradually opens up. Then tighten it again before the drop, so it feels like the station is collapsing into a narrow tunnel. That movement matters. In DNB, the drums are busy enough that the atmosphere doesn't need to be loud to feel effective. It just needs to evolve. A little drift in the noise is enough to keep the ear engaged. Now for the old-school pressure part. Add break fragments, but don't use a full break loop if your main drums are already doing the heavy lifting. You want tiny slices, ghost snares, hat bursts, little chopped hits that feel like they're bleeding through from another record. This is a really important distinction. A full break loop can just turn into clutter, but small break fragments can act like punctuation. They can answer the voice sample. They can tease the energy of the drop. They can make the intro feel rooted in jungle history without stepping on the main rhythm. You can process those fragments with EQ, saturator, maybe a touch of drum bus if you want them to bite a little harder. Keep them short. Let them hit and disappear. A single fill every 4 or 8 bars often says more than a busy loop ever could. At this stage, it's a great idea to resample the whole atmosphere. Route the voice, noise, and break fragments to a new audio track and record a few bars, while you move the filter, echo feedback, and volume. This is one of the best ways to make the whole thing sound unified. Why resample? Because now you're capturing the interaction between all the layers. You're no longer hearing separate parts. You're hearing one performance. That often sounds way more convincing, and it makes editing easier too. Once you've got a printed pass, you can cut it, fade it, reverse bits, and arrange it like audio rather than treating it like a fixed loop. After resampling, you can clean it up a little with EQ8, maybe gate it if you want some rhythmic stutter, and sidechain it lightly if the atmosphere is still fighting the kick. But keep the mix mindset strict. The atmosphere should feel dangerous and immersive, not muddy. That means high-pass it enough. Keep the harshness under control, and make sure the sub and snare still own the center of the mix. If the atmosphere starts crowding the drums, reduce its density before you reach for volume. Fewer fragments often feel more intense than louder noise. Now let's place it in the arrangement. A strong shape might be this. First 8 bars, just a narrow radio bed and a few distant voice fragments. Bars 9 to 16, open the filter a bit. Let some break snippets become clearer, let the signal feel more readable but still unstable. In the last couple of bars before the drop, pull the noise down or narrow it sharply, increase a tail or a delay throw. Then cut it hard so the drop arrives clean. That last part is important. The atmosphere should help the drop, not fight it. Sometimes the most powerful move is to pull it back right before the bass returns. Let the drums and bass be the reveal. Then after the drop, you don't necessarily remove everything. Sometimes leaving a faint hiss, a chopped syllable, or a filtered reflection behind the drums keeps the world alive without crowding the groove. That little ghost trace can make the whole track feel more complete. If you want to push the concept further, think in layers of distance. One layer should feel close and intelligible, like a voice almost reaching you. Another should feel like it's coming through a wall of interference. Another should be barely there, just residue. That depth is what sells the delusion of a real broadcast in trouble. Another great move is to create two versions of the atmosphere. One narrow and lo-fi, one wider and cleaner. Crossfade between them over 8 or 16 bars so it feels like the receiver is drifting between stations. That's a really strong old-school narrative trick. You can also sidechain the atmosphere to the snare instead of the kick if you want the backbeat to stay clear, while the texture breathes around it. That works especially well in rollers, where the snare defines the pocket. And if the whole thing feels too clean, don't be afraid to add a tiny bit of imperfection. Manual filter sweeps, slight timing errors in the resample, a bit of clipped saturation, a little room tone under the noise bed. Those small human touches often make the difference between a sample pack texture and something that feels alive. So the big takeaways are simple. Use short samples, shape them into a broadcast style layer. Keep the low end clean. Automate movement so the signal feels unstable. Resample when the texture starts to work, then arrange it so the atmosphere acts like a pre-drop emotional cue instead of just background noise. If you do it right, the listener should feel like they've tuned into a pirate station under pressure, and then the drums and bass explode out of that space. That's the energy. That's the story. That's the old-school rave pressure. Now go build it, and keep it dirty.